Oh, hey, good morning. Welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I was just thinking about sending you an email instead of doing a video this week. I thought maybe you might enjoy reading these words rather than hearing me speak them. There's a saying, I happen to be Pastor Scott here at Ascension Lutheran Church. And what I was going to tell you is there's a saying, a picture is worth a thousand words, and a moving picture like this, it's got to be worth, 10,000, maybe a million, who knows. I was looking at my phone and thinking about all the pictures that I've taken with my phone, all the pictures that are on my phone. And then I was thinking about a meme I saw once of a picture of phones all stacked on a table, like a table out in a restaurant. And it said that encouraging folks to do the same, and then whoever grabs their phone first, who can't stand not having it in their hand, has to pay for everybody else's meal. Kind of a clever way to encourage folks to be present. But my kids, when they saw that, they asked, well, how did they take the picture if all their phones were on the table? Yeah, we used to take pictures with cameras, but now actually my phone actually takes a better picture than the expensive camera we had. Anyway, a picture's worth a thousand words. And I listened to a podcast today that talked about preaching and the importance of authenticity, and reminded us as preachers that to be authentic means to not say something that isn't reflected in the way that we live our lives. And because if you say we should do something and do something different, there you're not being authentic. And that is certainly true of us as pastors and preachers, that especially if we're going to say something from the pulpit, it needs, for it to be believable, credible, it needs to be something that we are willing to do ourselves, or at least try to do ourselves. But I got to thinking that it's about more than that. It's than just being for pastors or preachers. That's for all of us, actually for Christians and non-Christians, but especially for Christians. If we're going to point to Jesus, if we're going to say that we are followers of Jesus, then our lives need to match those words. And I think that's true even of non-Christians. If you're going to say something is important to you, if you're lives, if the picture, the image of who you are and how you live your life doesn't reflect the words, then there's a mismatch there. Because in fact, I think the way that we live, how we interact with the world, the way we engage the world, the way we treat other people, communicates a lot more than any number of words that we might use to communicate what we think is important and really to reflect who we are. So, I'm not going to send you an email. I'm probably not going to blog about this. Let this picture serve. Somebody else will get that. Don't worry about it. Let this picture serve as the words this morning. And think about that, how the pictures in your life, how the way that people experience you, whether that reflects the you that you want people to see. Is that consistent with who you want to be, who you understand yourself to be? Is it consistent with your ethics, with your beliefs? Maybe a challenging reflection today, maybe not so challenging, depending on where you might be in your faith journey. But it's been good spending a part of this day with you. And I'm just going to look at some pictures on my phone now. So you can go now. See you next week.